is a revelation. I'm saying a possession of a spiritual reality, something that is real in the environment of the Holy Ghost. You can possess it.
Revival Hub International is a fellowship of believers with a desire to establish the kingdom of our Lord through the intense working of the Holy Spirit.
Let men that speak, speak as the oracles of the living God. Men that have touched the cross.
This message by God's servant Apostle Edu Dechukwu will bring you quickening and transformation by the Holy Spirit.
I was talking with somebody. The person was discussing something with the person. I just said something. I told the person that we have a series of teaching that is called The Price of Divine Election. Am I correct? And we have done it two times. We did one in 2021 and did one last year. So it's about 15 in number. I just told the person that, well, it looks as if we are teaching. Some of those teachings are not teaching. They are chronicles. You know what is a chronicle? They are chronicles. Just like some of the things I was telling you people in the morning. This universe is a strange one. And indeed, you need so much wisdom. Even the people that are wise, they are not wise enough at this level. For about 2 weeks now, I was considering some matters around my life. You cannot believe my prayer point. I told God, this matter is greater than me. This matter now is greater than me. I need wisdom. I have seen others. I know you have show me a little mercy in this aspect, but this matter. It's a game being played at a plane that is little higher than my plane. I think it was my wife that I was talking with. I told her, give me 2 weeks, maximum 1 month. I need to get there. When I'm there, you don't think this is not where you reason out matters. You say, and then you reason and get there. No, you don't reason. You are either brought there or you are not there. That's how it happens. When it comes, if you have ever been there, you will know it's a sign. Some of you, God riddles your life with those signs and you are not even aware. Your interpretation of what is happening around you can even be negative, not knowing that very thing that you are thinking is negative is a sure sign from heaven that you are being considered as a major candidate for several things. Are you following me now?
Yes,
you are not following. Some depression that you had is a sign. It's a sign that even Satan has been given permission to come and shake you at that moment. That means that you are being considered for something. And after a teacher has finished teaching you, if you enter the exam hall, will he still come there? So he allows something. As you attempt, he said, I'm giving up. Any utterance you make, that point will be taken. Any action you made will be taken. Anything, the way you reacted. And I'm not just saying you will pass, you will be graded. Is this thing greater than you people? Think is greater than you people. Let me say a few things for record purposes. Even if you did not know now, if it's 5 or 10 years you finally realize what was uttered, no problem. Thank God we have these things for record purposes. I know that some of the things I'm teaching, people will arise in the next 50-100 years and found out that they are the one I spoke to too. That's why I'm not too bothered. I'm not too bothered if you don't have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Some of the men I listened to and read their books. See, my heart is burning now. Jesus. Some of the men I heard and listened to, it seems as if I'm in their class. There is a man, I've told you people, anytime I read his book, it seems as if I'm in a school uniform and I'm in the class. I don't know his audience when he taught, but I knew in the spirit I'm one of them. I knew that God raised that man and brought him to the abundance of revelation he had, because he had me in heart. He will talk. It seems as if we connected to a point. I say, what is this? But if you ask the man, he will say it's 100 people that listen to him. That's not how it works. That is not how it works. That is why many times when God subjects you to several dealings to make you into the man he wants you to be, look away from what is happening in the immediate. There are several things tied continuously, perpetually to that your obedience in the overall execution of the eternal purpose of God that might not be realized in that your small 70 years that you will spend on this earth. Are you getting what I'm saying? 70 years. You want to live up to 100 years, Abby? They now add 70 years for you. I know if they add 70 years for you, you will reach 100. Is it not true? Huh? Yes, sir. It does not. It's still not enough to capture even the minutest part of the eternal purpose as is captured within your own context. Only you. I'm not saying everything God wants to do. Everything God wants to do with you. You don't know you are an eternal being. By the possession of eternal life, you have given God the opportunity to operate through you beyond this time. So if you are God and you met a personality that have the resources innate in him to be used to work as long as possible, won't you plan long term? Are you getting what I'm saying? You can set a plan that have the ability to run beyond the 70 years on this earth, so far as that man have the ability to live beyond this age. Won't you walk beyond this age? Are you getting the point? So far as there is a possibility within your obedience to keep the inheritance you received as a result of that obedience for coming generation, won't you deal with that man as if you are dealing with four generations? That is why when God finds one man that is obeying him, he will do everything and invest everything in that man, because he doesn't know when else somebody will obey him that way. Are you getting what I'm saying? So you have to look beyond and look far by the Holy Ghost, because many people, they can't look far. That's how Abraham got to where he is. He looked up. One child in the natural, but he looked up. The sight he saw was enough to motivate him to pay the price he paid. He looked up and saw. When God called him and said sacrifice, he kept it. I told God, this wisdom is high. I knew instantly that there are divine politics that is taking place in there. I have seen this over the years. If there is something God gave me, this is it. Even when I did not know what is happening, somehow I will know some things. I will know. God will come and, yes. Those days, there was something I would have missed heavily. Suddenly, I was in the vision of my spirit, and God came and told me, I have my teaching on faith. That's where I'm going, but I need to discharge this thing. We need a little more utterance to drive it in, because it's a body. God came and told me, he said, that concerning this matter, I have boasted with you. That's me he's talking to. He said, concerning this matter, I have boasted with you that this is how it's going to end. But just know that you are going to suffer. You are going to what? Suffer. But I have boasted with you. I have boasted that you will survive. So he left it. That thing never leaves my mind. It is the principle of my oppression. I know that no matter what happens, by that word and that encounter, I will survive. When the Lord was leaving, he told me that I will never leave you nor forsake you. These are in the days that depression want to kill me.
These are the walls that dragged me out of the miry clay, dragged me from the depths, stood me in a time where it is even insanity for me to think certain things, talk more of even executing it. I know you people look at people and like them. Do you know the depth of darkness from whence people come, drag themselves into light? Stand there and stand alone until people begin to identify with what they are saying. Do you know how long it takes for God to begin to bear witness to what you are doing in such a way that some people will believe? Or do you think just because God wants to prove to people that what you are doing is true, that he will miss the process it takes for that witness to arrive? His teaching will be lost, because what he's trying to communicate is beyond the proving that what you are doing is correct. There is a pattern of education that he wants to lay down for people. How you go to that point is more important to God, because that will become a template of raising other people. Are you getting the point? So many times he shuts down and you are there crying. You can continue praying, but in your heart you have cursed God. That's the only thing Satan wants. He doesn't even want you to stop praying. He doesn't even want you to stop fasting. He wants you to fast till you have ulcer. Pray till your hands are weak. Yet your heart has cursed God. Your desires has departed. There is corruption in your soul. Your intensity has been tampered with, and your focus has been distracted. Even God knows that his investment at that point cannot be maximized, because your energy is scattered in the spirit. If that is all set and achieved, even if you enter into your manifestation, he will come, because you are already a possession of the inheritance of Satan. He can come and demand for pay anytime that he wants. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes,
you will need to hear it again and again. The day wisdom begins to cry in the streets, just know that there is problem. There is challenge. There is a need to gather the people of God into the purposes of God. It seems as if the utterance of heaven is not producing the kind of result we desire in the heart of people. So God needs to shout on the street. Brother, you are not suffering, no? If you compare the workings of God, if they take you and show you the exact thing that is happening in the spirit, you will find out that compared with people that even attempted, as he said, to walk this path, that God has not demanded anything from you yet. That you are just a man that appeared in the right season and in the right time. Are you getting the point? You are just there when God needed a man to stand like you. You are a sister. You just appeared at a time when God needed somebody like you to position that way. You don't know the wager that has taken place in the heavens. They say, can this young lady survive 5 years? Can she survive 5 years? Satan knows that you can't survive it. Based on antecedents from your father, from your mother, from things happening, knows that you can't survive it. You are still in the first year and your leg is shaking. How can you survive? Men are trekking on foot. You can't catch up. What of when we start using horses? What will you do? Satan is already throwing party that you will not make it. He's already throwing party. Meanwhile, this is a business. It is an election that will not just affect you, affect people in your lineage. Oh, you think you will fail alone? When you fail, people that will be coming from your lineage have suffered another comatose. And Satan has learned from his mistake in your life, because he allowed you to do small damage before. Are you getting what I'm saying? He will not even allow anybody to raise his head again. Because you raised your head. You were almost there. And then you started listening to what people is saying. The things your ear was deaf to before, suddenly is now open to it. What happened to you?
There are things you would not have tolerated before, but you are considering them now. You are considering them. What you didn't know is that there is divine politics taking. You need to ask God, can you take me high? Do you know why ascension is a fundamental requirement to interfacing with things in the spirit? There are realms that your soul cannot interact with. Your energy level is too low, so God gathers your members up. When you come there, even if you didn't hear well, your inner man will be educated. By the time you are coming down, you did not hear anybody speak to you, but you know how you need to position yourself. You cannot even tell who told you, but you just know. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 4. Can you show me? Show me next verse. Show me next verse. Can we read verse 6 together? 1, 2, ready, go. To understand the proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and the dark sayings. You have heard me tell you people something. I want to see if I can utter two dark sayings from this, just two, to add to the one he uttered. But if I cannot, I will just utter one. If I cannot utter anyone, I will just do a general. But this is where we are. I remember when I was laboring to go to Lagos by all means. One day I woke up in the morning. You have heard my story. I came out from fasting. I was making that move in a spiritual way. I was making it in a spiritual way. But by the time I came out, I wanted to go. I felt a hand touch me on the shoulder. Literally. That's what you can interpret as mercy. Because even my mind could not comprehend. There is a way you be consumed with a desire. Even your visions will deceive you. You didn't hear me. There is a way you will be consumed with a desire. Your visions will deceive you. Even the prophecies that you receive from people will be gathered towards a direction. You need the hand of mercy to hear Micaiah at that time. You don't even know what I'm saying. You need it. Because even true prophets can tell you something. But there is something superior that is going on. That is a court session that is determining what is happening. In fact, that is why I keep telling you people, God is big on the matters of the heart. The heart of the matter is the matters of what? The heart. The heart of the matter is what? The matters of the heart. Let me say it again. The heart of the matter is what? The matters of the heart. Can we say it together? 1, 2, ready, go. The heart of the matter, the matters of the heart. God is big on the heart. When you are thrown up, you can only respond according to the composition of your heart. You can't do better than it. That is not time to summon things from outside. You operate with what is already inside. Are you getting what I'm saying? Show me your mercy. Show me your face. Show me your mercy and teach me your ways. Oh, Adonai. Oh, Adonai. The race is not to the swift. Battle is not to the strong. Show me your mercy and show me your face. Show me your mercy and teach me your ways. Oh, Adonai. Oh, Adonai. Show me your mercy and show me your face. Show me your mercy and teach me your ways.
Oh, Adonai.
You will not make mistake when it matters most in the name of Jesus.
Show me your mercy and show me your face. Show me your mercy and teach me your ways. Oh, Adonai. Oh, Adonai. Show me your mercy.
What you survived is what took others away. What kept you? What drew you back?
Oh, Adonai. Show me your mercy and show me your face. Show me your mercy and teach me your ways. Oh, Adonai. Oh, Adonai. Show me your mercy and show me your face. Show me your mercy and teach me your ways. Oh, Adonai. Oh, Adonai. Show me your mercy and show me your face. Show me your mercy and teach me your ways. Oh, Adonai. Oh, Adonai. Show me your mercy and show me your face. Show me your mercy.
You will not give up. You will not give up when it matters. Your strength will not fail you.
Show me your mercy and show me your face. Show me your mercy and teach me your ways. Oh, Adonai. Oh, Adonai. Show me your mercy.
You will not miss your life in Jesus when it matters the most. You will not miss service when it matters the most. Listen to me. Consider the fact that they told Saul. Actually, Samuel told him 7 days. Am I correct? How many days did he wait?
Oh, Adonai. Show me mercy. 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 Show me mercy.
Listen to me. You need to know what David knew. What he knew was mercy. By the time we came to the book of Acts, the Bible rightly labeled it the sure mercies of what? David. That was the only thing that is sure. We are not sure you will behave well throughout. But why must you behave well when your behavior is what is called into reckoning? There is a woman called Vashti. Vashti. You know that woman? Vashti. Probably she has been behaving well all the while. But when it mattered the most, she refused. I used to teach it, and as our brother said, what Saul represented, God really doesn't have issue with Saul, the person. The revelation of the reason why God took that kind of stand was in the utterance that he gave to Samuel when Samuel came and petitioned him concerning the matter. He told Samuel that you are not the one they rejected. I am the one that they rejected. So anytime God looks at Saul, it is a testimony of people's rejection of him. So anytime Saul appears, God is seeing people. Saul is Israel rejected God. Israel rejected the kingship of God over them. Anytime he sees Saul, he reminds him of Israel that rejected his kingship and rulership. So he said vehemently to prove a point that he can raise a man for himself. You know what I'm saying? When mercy departs and you make a mistake at the wrong time, you will represent something that God is trying to prove has been wrong for a long time. When mercy is on your life and when it matters the most, you will be able to yield to the demand of sacrifice obedience, to the demand of the voice of God. Do you know what you have done? You have become a representation of what God is trying to say is correct. At that moment, whatever you do is correct before God. Any man that opens his mouth to speak against you become cursed. Because at that moment, you are a representation of God's jealousy. His heart is on you and he has vowed to defend this thing. Because it's not about you now. Are you getting what I'm saying? When it mattered the most, you became a representation to people of what God is actually trying to model, what he's trying to pass across as a message. It is mercy that brings you there, brother, because even while you are there, you don't know what is going on. You will think it's another night prayer. There are people like that. When it matters the most, they miss their fasting. When it matters the most, they miss their prayer. When it matters the most, they misbehave. Then when they come back, they start crying and start sacrificing. God will look at you like he looked at Saul. He said, do you think that I desire more sacrifice than obedience? The fat so bull than repenting. At that moment, sacrifice is worth nothing for the man that didn't yield to the simple obedience. Because what your obedience represented is a manifestation of God's eternal purpose. There is a game beyond you. They went to the heavens and they decided what is the path that the charter of our purposes is supposed to follow in a generation. They said, let us test 7 men and see how their heart will align. And they brought the day they came. That's the day you decided to give up and go home. Only Samuel was aware. I pray for you that we have a shepherd over you like Samuel. But it's not enough. Samuel tried everything within his power. He tried. If there is a man that could have turned the heart of God, it was Samuel. Recorded in the scripture, the lineage of great intercessors. When I mean in great intercessors, I mean men that by their intercession and priesthood can hold up the integrity of a territory. He was of the rank of men like Abraham. That's who Samuel is. The last time we heard of a man like him was in the days of Moses. A man stands and is taller than a whole nation. What kind of man is he? Men that will stand and God will decide to use them and forgo what the whole nation is saying. He said, you are not the one they rejected. I am the one. So as far as God is concerned, he's on the side of Samuel and the whole nation is on the other side. Who is Samuel? Samuel pastored Saul and Saul still missed it. Put your hand on your chest and cry for mercy in the next 1 minute. If you like, don't pray. Show me your mercy and show me your face. Show me your mercy and teach me your ways. Oh, Adonai. Show me your mercy and show me your face. Show me your mercy and teach me your ways. Oh, Adonai. Oh, Adonai. Show me your mercy and show me your face. Show me your mercy and teach me your ways. Oh, Adonai. Oh,
Adonai, show me your mercy and show me your face. Show me your mercy and teach me your ways. Oh, Adonai. Fifteen more seconds. Show me your mercy and show me your face. What you need now is mercy. You need more mercy than sacrifice. Jesus said, listen. Something happened to Saul. Saul tried his best. He doesn't have mercy. But he tried his best as a man. When Samuel saw what he did, he said, Kai, now your kingdom would have been established. I was talking to a young minister. He asked for my counsel. Normally, I don't give my counsel to that level. But I opened up to him three things. Out of the few things I told him, three things. Three things he can't find in any book. Three things that is a product of... There is a special investment of wisdom that accompanies a calling that is attached. I don't want to use this word because if I use it now, some people will say, this small boy, but no problem. For the benefit of the people that want to, that because this thing is a calling. You have heard me say it many times. You see, spiritual fatherhood is a calling. It's not how many years the person has stayed in God. How many people can you guide into their destiny and calling? How many people can find their path? Do you have inheritance to distribute to people? What do you have? There are many things we can check. It's a pure calling. Are you getting what I'm saying? If there is by the will an election of grace upon a man's life, and the man is a patriarch before God, one of the investments of God that he will give to that man is a wisdom that is above normal. A wisdom that interfaces at the level of God, because that person is like an overseer of God over things. God actually willed out his possibilities to the person so that through him other people can come into their possibility. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You did not hear. But no problem, I will keep saying it. Maybe when you listen to it in the night or tomorrow, you will now hear. I don't know when you will hear your own. Maybe for the few people that heard it here, that would have been good enough. For such people, there is an investment of wisdom. The way they see things is not the way you see it. They can look at a matter and view it exactly the way God views it. How can you meet Jesus and his disciples are hustling for who will be, who is the greatest? Jesus told them, look for the person that is most humiliated. The person that is serving and laboring the most. That's how. And they are shocked. Because according to human culture, the people, the one you read the greatest is the one that people read the greatest. The one that Jesus, have you noticed that Jesus didn't bother to explain some of these things? He just gave them a statement. And he is hoping that if you really need it, you can just take it and walk with it.
So I looked at the young man. I said, I shared two with him. I said, you see this groaning and traveling, give yourself to it. Even if it is not, you are not specifically called to it as we are called to it, according to the purposes of God now, it will grant you spiritual competitive advantage, if there is a word like that. I know you didn't hear. How I wish there is a way I will wipe out this thing I said. But God wanted me to say it for a generation that need to hear it. Every move of God, every revival, every work of God in any generation must represent the heart of God spiritually concerning the matter. The dispensation that we are in is the dispensation according to the spine of prophecy in the book of Proverbs chapter 20, Matthew chapter 24. The scripture said that they asked Jesus, show us the signs. When shall be the end of all things? And Jesus listed many things to them. Am I correct? By the time he was through, what did he tell them? He said, this is the beginning of the bed pangs. Let me leave it there. You know how God does it? In every outpouring, he represents a manifestation that captures the kind of work that he's doing in the realm of the spirit. Are you following me now? He must represent it in a manifestation. I was reading, I've forgotten the name of the, I'm not sure it's in that book, but somebody, I think it's Behemoth or somebody, I'm not sure where I found it. The way my spirit is telling me, I'm not sure, but the way my spirit is telling me, I think is there. I'm knowing this now by the spirit. The book is Behemoth wrote it. Apostles, Prophets, and the Next Move of God. I think that's the name of the book. I read it some years ago. Now, one of the things he was saying is this, that anytime you see God move in a particular order, just know that there is a truth from heaven he's either emphasizing or restoring. Or rather, he is trying to capture the kind of labor he is. I hope you know it's the spirit that labors. Hello? The kind of labor that God is executing in the spirit, he captures it in a manifestation. Now, that doesn't mean that that's the first time we have seen that manifestation before. But when a manifestation becomes an outpouring, apalia, tatia, fire te kopalas. Listen to me. I know you have heard of the you have heard of the time that you have heard of Azusa Street Revival, where people spoke in tongues, the Pentecostal, whatever, and all that. I hope you know that that's not the first time somebody spoke in tongues. Throughout all church history, people spoke in tongues in all generations. There is always somebody that is speaking in tongues somewhere, maybe not openly. The person can fast for 40 days and then the Holy Spirit will baptize him and he speaks in tongues, and then he will come and probably tell you that it takes 40 days. Are you seeing it now? Do you know why it is that hard to enter into it? It has not become an outpouring yet. It will mean that the representation of that level of the Spirit, the days has not yet arrived. So with those men, God is pointing to a season that is about to come. Are you getting the point now? He is foreshadowing a season. When they spoke in tongues, when men like Father Nash groaned in the spirit, and the hand of God descended upon territories, he foreshadowed a day that is to come. By his womb, he saw our day. By his womb, he saw our day. When it is not select men that will be the instruments of the move of God, what can gather a city? Charles Finney enters a city, everywhere is hell town. How? One man is inside one, Are you getting my point?
With fasting and traveling, he's in anywhere the thing drops him, he's there. So beyond the fact that God is laying hands on cities and there is a revival, God is representing the pain of the age that we have entered into. The world will never remain the same again. People need to realize it. That level of pain that the universe and creation is passing through, so that we will get to the point where God will receive sufficient measure of soul travail to open up the new age. Are you getting the point? He is releasing the outpouring. He is releasing it. I don't know how long it will last. To understand the proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. Show me your mercy. Show me your face. Show me your mercy and teach me your ways. Oh, Adonai.
Listen to me. When you do certain things, it doesn't make you really better than others. It makes you correct. There is a difference between being better than others and being correct. Are you getting what I'm saying? Kweku, come and stand. Show me your mercy and show me your face. Show me your mercy and teach me your ways. Oh, this is your brother, right? Come and stand. Oh. Show me your mercy and show me your face. Show me, I need an offering basket. Show me your face, oh Adonai, oh Adonai. Show me your mercy. Kweku, come and stand here. Show me your mercy. Prince, come and stand here. Oh Adonai. Bro, come and stand here. One of these men is not better than the other. But we have said something in our council in heaven. Do you have, can I get something secular like a ball that I can throw inside here? Show me your mercy and show me your face. Show me your mercy. Oh Adonai. Oh Adonai. Very good. This is exactly what I want. How do you? Huh? A lip balm. Ah, you are always complete. Oh. I like this kind of people. Are you with me now? What's the target? Are we checking who is better here? That is a secondary consideration, if it is even considered. What we need is who can make it. I throw Kweku. Bring it for me. Kweku, go and sit down. Hi. Show me your mercy. Stand where you are. Oh Adonai. Throw. Sit down. Oh Adonai. Oh yeah, throw. Show me your mercy and show me your face. Show me your mercy and teach me your ways.
Oh, Adonai.
All you need to do is just to get it. Leave the rest for God. Leave the rest. Give me my ball. Give me my ball. You come and throw.
Pray for another 1 minute. Pray for another 1 minute.
Jesus, show me mercy.
You will not miss it when it matters the most.
Sometimes people ask, this person doesn't merit it. That's not the point. The point is that what the heart of God is met in your response and in your obedience. It is an act of mercy, because sometimes when it mattered the most, you even didn't know what to do. But the mercy of God kept you correct. You were there when it mattered the most, and you did what you were supposed to do. That's all God wanted.
Walk away, Daniel. Pray. In Jesus' mighty name. Do you know you can do what? It is a little. Do you know you can do what looks as if it's little, and then God will change his mind totally about you, as he's saying. And somebody else will do something that is big, and God did not change the mind. What's the matter? What did we mean as mercy? You know the reason why we are actually telling you to win the war over immorality. You don't know the night that you will masturbate, and that night they called a meeting to lift you up in your calling. That night, 7 angels came to pay you visit, and you brought out your private part as an offering. I'm telling you now. It's like somebody serving you now. Serving you, he's doing well. The year they will settle him, he stole money. I hope you know he has just messed himself up. He can't get anybody to believe that he has not been stealing before. He can't get anybody to believe he has not been stealing before. What's the problem with that guy? He stole at the wrong time. His absence of mercy. I'm telling you, God can wake up and be angry with something, and he decided that this year I'm going to deal with that thing. You that have not been doing that thing, this year you decided to join. As soon as you joined, you met face to face with the anger of God the first time. The people that have been doing it since decided to stop this year. What's the problem? His absence and presence of mercy. Satan is trying to get you to leave your duty post in the spirit. When you miss sometimes in the spirit, it's not about the time you missed. You are mortgaging your mercy. You are trying to leave. You are trying to live the path that God has ordained for you. Satan is trying to make you empty-handed. He wants to make your labor nonsense. I'm telling you.
Look at Moses. First of all, the Bible said that there is no man as meek as Moses. The scripture described him on many levels, and there is no comparison. You know when it mattered the most? Moses came and said, "Do I give you water?" Guess what? It was the children of Israel that got him angry. The children of Israel got Moses, and so he has the legitimate right to be angry. But on that day, God wants to be sanctified. On that day, God wants to be sanctified. So even though you would have been correct, are you getting what I'm saying? I'm telling you now, even though Moses would have been correct in his response, but he wouldn't have met the truth of God's expectation. When I was doing youth service, I know for you it doesn't mean anything, but when I was doing youth service, as the prayer secretary, I also doubled as the brother's coordinator. And the end of the year like this, we do what is called Brothers Week, NCCF. How many of you have done Brothers Week? Uh-huh. So I was the coordinator, and I found favor before people because the fellowship did not even give me money in the beginning. By the time they found out we are going on, they told us it's 15,000 that is the budget that they will give up. Meanwhile, what we budgeted is just to cook, serve, and all that. But I found favor before people. I don't even know why. Even sisters that is finding it hard to pay their monthly house dues, they gave us money. I don't know why they gave us. Maybe I later found some one of them want to know that. But that's not important now. Whatever you think, amen. Forget that one. I noticed that they gave till we had 100,000+. In fact, by the time I was leaving office, I left 40,000+ for the person that I handed over to. We are normally having deficit. Talk more of having money in their account. Prayer unit had 40,000+ remaining. I found favor. Went and met a pastor, because where they normally used to do that Brothers Week is close to a gutter. And the last time I attended one, the smell from that gutter gave me big stomach before I've eaten. I don't know if you understand what my stomach grew. I don't know what is it called medically? Bloating. But I don't understand. When you inhale a very foul smell, you know the thing? Chook you. It seems as if it's living somewhere in your stomach. That's how it was. And the whole thing was all that. And that's where we are wearing. We are even doing, brother, we are even doing whatever. And we are eating. I said no. We went and met a pastor. He gave us a place. We were preparing, did everything, mobilized. By the time we were through, on the day of the Brothers Week, suit ready, everything ready. I think it's the night before or in the morning. The papa and uncle, they were still in camp. They were supposed to come in that day to come and join. So there is a reason why I'm telling you this. So normally the person that is in charge of cooking affairs is the sister's coordinator or mama. I don't know if you hear, you served as mama. Raise your hand well. I adjure you in the name of Jesus. Mamas are wicked though. Are you among the wicked mamas? Speak for yourself. They use that position to intimidate people that they don't like. Ha! Woe unto you, sister, if she doesn't like you or she feels she's competing with you in that room, she will kick you out of your bed because she has power. She has power in that sister's room. She appoints bed to be. You know what I'm saying? And women know how to use their power well.
It's not men that they will. Men will have position, they don't care. But woman handles it, she will show you she knows what she has. So what happened? She was supposed to be the one to cook. And then, when it's time to cook, I think it's in the morning. When I gave her money, she, if you see the way she lambasted and said she's not going to cook and all that and all that. I think it's early in the morning. Characteristics of me don't do like me. You know what I said? I said, if this program stop or I come back to beg you, just know that God did not call me. I will not come back again. Because what she wanted was, that's an opportunity. Because it's hard to get to me to pray. What if you use food I don't eat? If you use, where would you get me? That's what I said. I said, then God did not say, I left. In the next 40 minutes, we have gotten a vendor that will cook for us. Huh? One bag, they will buy the rice, cook, bring plates, bring everything at 40,000. Meanwhile, 40,000 is just the money we want to give the young lady for cooking without wood, without going to market, without the cutleries and everything. That one is still additional. So when they now made call, they said since our LCCF started that nobody has cooked except the mama and all that, it cannot happen. The GG mama called, they were calling people and all that. So they were contemplating on how to tell me. So finally, especially our uncle those days, both of them, they are good guys. So they now called me and said, because of this fracas that came up, that they are canceling the Brothers Week, and that it must be mama and all that. I did not even say anything. I said okay. I left the office. Then my friend told me, this is where my point starts. My friend told me that if I actually revolt, that I'm right. I look at what she did. It's not as if you didn't tell her. Told her, tell everything. She totally refused. Now that time is passing, we look for another way. And she is not insisting on that because she wants to. She just wants to prove a point by spoiling what we are doing. And then everybody is siding her. Said that if I revolt, that and I was correct, I would have been very correct. I left it. I did not even say anything. That was the day of our final CDS. Before I will finish from youth service, I went to the CDS. So what I told them is that we have already. Papa now sent me a message. He said, "Preyo, sorry, we have sorted this thing out. We found out that you are not the one that is wrong. He said, I will never forget the phrase he used. Thank you for your spiritual maturity. I gave to my friend because he's sitting beside me to read it. When he read it, the response of my friend is why I told you this story. Do you know the response of my friend? You know what he said? He said, "Preyo, you have passed. Oh, I didn't know I was in a test. I didn't know I was in an exam. I didn't know I was in a..." You won't know now. Pray one more minute for mercy. Pray one more minute for mercy. Pray one more minute for mercy. It's not about who is wrong or right. It's about the class you need to pass. It's about the warfare you need to win. It's about the inheritance that you need to open up. It is about the victory you need to have. It's about the authority you need to download. It's about the miracle that you need to receive. It's about the new season you need to enter into. Show me your mercy. Show me your face. Show me your mercy. Teach me your ways. Oh, Adonai. Oh, that brother there is not serious. Hey, I pity some people, though. Even to pray prayer of mercy, you can't pray. Is that not the greatest proof that you don't have mercy on your life? Show me your mercy and show me your face. Show me your mercy and teach me your ways. Oh, Adonai. Oh, Adonai. Show me your mercy and show me your face. Show me your mercy and teach me your ways. Oh, Adonai. Oh, Adonai. Show me your mercy and show me your face. Show me your mercy and teach me your ways. Oh, Adonai. Oh, Adonai. Show me your mercy and show me your face. Show me your mercy and teach me your ways. Oh, Adonai. Oh, Adonai. Show me your mercy and show me your face. Show me your mercy and teach me your ways. Oh, Adonai. Oh,
word came to you in accuracy and power. To connect to the ministry of God's servant Apostle Edu Udejiku, send us a message on WhatsApp via the number +234 813 007 4040 or email at revivalhopglobal@gmail.com. To access transforming messages and partner with us, visit our website at www.revivalhopinternational.org. Follow us on all our social media platforms at Revival Hub International and on YouTube at Apostle Edu Udejiku. God bless you.